There's a bracha we make at a wedding, not the classical blessing. We make the bracha under the chuppah, or the misad, the kedushin, or the rabbi, whoever's doing the wedding. Asher Asolano, there is a long blessing about saying arusas, that there's different parts of the marriage. We do it all together today, but there's the kedushin. Mm-hmm. That's what we call the engagement, but it's really marriage. In other words, if you do kedushin, you need a divorce if you decide to not go any further than that. So kedushin is a lot more than engagement, but that's the word they use. But there's kedushin and nisuin. And back in the day, you used to have the kedushin and culminate the marriage later on. It could be a year later, 6 months later. So there's a bracha about that arusa is still prohibited to you, but hitelano al yinasuas. But once you do the nisuin, what we do under the chuppah or different parts, then it's mutter. So the question is, why do we have such a strange bracha? Just have the normal bracha, let's say, but al mitzvahs kedushin v'kadosh ha'isha. Why we seem to be going to a long history here, and when we bring out the chuppah of kedushin, so there's a major discussion among the rishonim, the earlier commentators. What is the nature of this bracha? What kind of bracha is it? There's a famous rush in Ksuvis that says it's not. The reason why it's not the classical bracha we make before we put on tefillin, tzitzis, is because it's not a birkas hamitzvah. It's not a bracha before a mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'hoda. In other words, it's a blessing of praise and thanksgiving. We have three, we have three basic categories of commandments. One is before we do a mitzvah, like before we put on our tefillin, put on our talis, or any other mitzvah, shofar, we make a bracha first. And then we have a birchas shevach v'hoda. That's a bracha we make on praise and thanksgiving. And it's a bracha we make before we drink our coffee. That's a birkas hanenin. Before we get any benefit, we make a bracha before we eat. So the Rush says that the bracha we make on the kedushin is a birkas shevach v'hoda. It's a bracha of praise and thanks. In contrast to the opinion of the Rambam, because the Rush assumes there is no mitzvah of kedushin. He says there's no birkas hamitzvah because you might need kedushin, but there is no mitzvah of kedushin. The mitzvah really is pru or revu. The mitzvah is having children. But since in order to have children, you have to get married, so therefore you can't have a formal birkas hamitzvah, so therefore it's a birkas shevach v'odan, the institution of marriage. That's the opinion of the Rush, and that explains why you go into the whole long history of in the bracha. Instead of just making a simple mitzvah's kedushin, or Lakadish is Aisha, the rest says that there is no mitzvah of Kedushin, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, it's a Hecha Timsa, it's just something in order to fulfill your biblical commandment of having children.
Just a good question. So that would mean, according to the Rambam, that either a couple who's not able to have children, either because one of them is, let's say, sterile or just unable for whatever medical reasons, or a couple that's, let's say, in their 80s, 90s that are getting remarried for the maybe second time. So then, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Well, no,
would it be? Meaning
the
you're saying it's totally
the Rush or the Rambam? I didn't tell you the Rambam. The Rush holds it's a birkas. The Rush holds there is no mitzvah of kedushin. The mitzvah is pru revu. So I mean, if you can't,
the Rush is
right. If you don't, I mean, if you can't, the it could be there is a mitzvah. If you're an unknown, so let's say you're 25 and you can't have kids, it's still there's an Indian getting married even if you can't have kids. But I'm saying is but
it's the Rush.
The Rush. The Rambam Shita is it is a kedushin is a mitzvah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, according it's on the institution of marriage, whether you have kids or not. The Rambam didn't the Rush just said that's why he's just saying the mitzvah is pru revu, not kedushin. But you have to get married in order to
still
shevach. And the Rambam holds it's a birkas hamitzvah. It's the classical. You have to explain according to the Rambam why don't you just make the simple bracha then? So what's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, whether kedushin is a mitzvah? Ma'inaf kamina, what's the practical difference? Either way, we're not going to do anything different. We're going to still do the, you know, we're still, even according to the Rush, we're going to get the Kedushin. It's just a means to an end versus this mitzvah in its own right. So the first nafka mina, one nafka mina is, when do you make the bracha then? Because we have a general rule. The Gemara tells us in Psachim on Dav Zayin, and the Rambam codifies it in Hilchas Brachas, that when do you, so we normally make a bracha, the Gemara's expression, over lasi asom, which means we usually make the bracha first, and then we do the mitzvah. That's the general, you know, and we have exceptions, and we give reasons why, let's say the Tila Shadayim, we don't, you want to have your hands clean before you actually make the bracha. The classical case of the Gemara is a ger, a convert, goes to the mikvah. So before they go into the mikvah, they're not Jewish, so they can't make the. There are exceptions to the rule, but the rule of thumb is over, and it's not over to over. You can't. I can't make the bracha now, and then 20 minutes from now put on my tefillin. It has to be over lasiyas, and you have to have a reasonable amount of time close to the mitzvah. You can't make it, you know, not before, like 3 days before. It has to be immediate preceding you're going to do it. So the Rambam's opinion is, and he said, you have to make the bracha first, and then you do the kedushin, because it's a kedushin to a mitzvah. So you go with the classical principle of birkas ha-mitzvah. But the Rush says, no, you can make the bracha after. In fact, maybe it's better. In other words, by birkas ha-sheva, let's see it happening first. You know, whether you get into whether thunder, lightning, whether those form the, but first, let it happen, then I could praise the institution. I don't want to praise it in theory. So according to the Rush, you can make the bracha afterwards. According to the Rambam, you make the bracha before. So that seems to be a fundamental machokas on the essence whether Kedushin is a mitzvah. If Kedushin is a mitzvah, so I said the Rambam, you make the bracha before, and then you do the Kedushin. According to the Rush, you do the Kedushin, you could make the bracha after, because it's a blessing of praise and thanksgiving. Those two opinions we understand. There's an interesting sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid also, one of the Rishonim, he used to argue on the Rambam. So he writes, the Ravid holds, he holds a little like the Rambam and a little like the Rush. He holds like the Rambam. He says it's a birkas ha-mitzvah. He agrees with the Rambam. It's a kedushin to mitzvah. However, he says, but you make the bracha after. So he takes, in principle, he agrees with the, so he, you know, he's very difficult. Either the Rambam and the Rush are consistent. If you hold it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, you make the bracha first, and then you do the kedushin. Going to the Rush, there's no problem making it after. It's a birkas shevach v'olda. But what's pshat in the Ravid, if it's a birkas ha-mitzvah, why would he say to make the bracha afterwards? It goes against our classical principle of over lasiyas, and first we make the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. So the Ravid explains a very practical thing. I mean, I'm not sure how often it happens today, but we don't want it to happen to any one of us. So the bracha, so the Ravid says, really, like the fundamentally holds like the Rambam, that the birkas ha-mitzvah. But you know, it's a very practical reason why. You know why? Because the woman might say no. When you're saying hareya mekudesh eschi, when you're doing the kedushin, and so therefore he's saying, let's say she says, not now, you know, another time, let me think about it, I need more time. But, you know, you have those people propose at games or in the middle of nowhere, you know, so whether it's a football games at halftime, whatever the case may be. I'm not sure if they know. I don't know if they're prepared before. How you're going to say? So you're not going to say no publicly. You probably just say yes and then this run away. You run away during the game when he's watching it during the third quarter. But the halacha is so the rabbi is very practical. He says we don't want, because we're concerned of a bracha of atola. Because why? If she doesn't do the kedushin, I'll make the bracha, and then she says no. So wait till she does the kedushin, and then. So generally speaking, we make the bracha first. But in scenarios where we're concerned, so the shailas. In fact, that's the famous Tshuvas Harashba in a different context. Albeit they come around during Chazaras Hashatz, which is a tzedakah box. I'm not getting it's a discussion whether you actually fulfill the mitzvah at the moment you put the tzedakah in the tzedakah box, because perhaps, let's say, you put the money in and then then it gets stolen, and it never gets to an ani. So that's a discussion whether you actually got the mitzvah tzedakah. So the Tshuva HaRashba says, you know, so let's say someone comes to your house, or let's say ani comes around, and let's assume it is an ani, or someone that you can fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah. You might get mitzvah, you could give a gift to someone. If they're not an ani, it's not tzedakah. But if you let's assume we know it's an ani, and so we all know, or I don't know, have you made the bracha before you've given? Everyone agrees tzedakah is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. It's clear. So, and we make brachas on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. We b'nei Ashkenaz even make brachas on minhagim. Svarim do also, but less minhagim than we do. We generally make brachas on minhagim as well. So how come before the mitzvah of tzedakah, we don't make a bracha? A mitzvah tzedakah, whatever text you want to make up. So that's the famous Tshuvas HaRashba. So you know why? It's just because maybe the ani won't accept the money. I know it doesn't happen too often, but I'll tell you where it will happen. The ani is expecting a nice tzedakah, you know, $100 check, and you give him like, you give him a quarter, you give him a dollar. He says, what? And he throws it back at you. Okay, no, I don't want him. So therefore, he says, you'll end up being a bracha of Atala. So therefore, the Rashba says, no bracha on tzedakah. So the cloud is like this. Anytime a mitzvah's fulfillment is dependent on someone else, you can't make a bracha. So the mitzvah of tefillin, talis, it's dependent on me. If I feel like putting it on, I'll put it on. But by whether, so like the Ravid says, by kedusha, you need two to tango. You need two people. You can't marry yourself. Well, maybe today you can. I don't know. But in halachic systems, you can. You have to have someone else to makadish. You need makadish as a isha. So therefore, you have to make sure she says yes. The Ravid's opinion is that you can't make a bracha until afterwards. That's similar to the Rashba by tzedakah. He says maybe the ani will say no, and therefore you make the question is how come, even though it's two different opinions, but why? How come when it comes to kedushin. How come when it came to kedushin, the Ravid says it's true since you can't make it before, you make it after. So why don't we say the same thing according to the Rashba? Okay, I understand you can't make the bracha before, but once the ani takes it, you know it's an ani, so why don't we make a bracha after? What's the difference? How come when it came to Kiddushin, we say, or at least according to the Ravid, if you can't do it before, you do it after. But like tzedakah, we don't make a bracha before or after. So that could be based on another reason, because there are many reasons why we don't make a bracha on tzedakah. That's just one of them. But another reason is it's a famous Beis Yosef in a different kind. That's Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. But he gives different reasons. But one in a different context, he asked the question, by Pesach, we know we have many mitzvahs to ensure that we don't eat chametz. Not only are we not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, we can't even own chametz on Pesach. So Erev Pesach, the night before, what do we do? One of the many things we do is Bedikas chametz. So the night before, we search with the candle, well, either use a flashlight, or you want to at least start off with the candle. Don't go under the bed with the candle, but you go ahead and you make the, you know, you go ahead and you do the bedikas. We make a bracha the night of Pesach, the Erev Pesach, and then what do? We finish the mitzvah the next day. We have the bonfire. We didn't have a bonfire by burning the oil by the Chanukah candle. It's a separate discussion, but we have a bonfire burning the chametz. So the question is, burning the mitzvah we do at night is only a rabbinical mitzvah. Searching the actual and actually the mitzvah min haTorah is bitul b'lev. That's the Gemara. If I say in my heart, this pastrami sandwich no longer belongs to me, or this cereal, then that's min haTorah. That's enough. It's only midrabanan, and they said we have to do a search. And so the question is, so why don't we make the bracha on the biblical mitzvah? I should make the bracha when I'm nullifying it, not when I'm doing a rabbinical. So the Beis Yosef answers is because Chazal were very concerned. Anything that's dependent on my heart, on my mind alone, let's say if it's a good pastrami sandwich, I ain't giving it up so quick. From Chicago, from New York, so you're not going to meet it. A good nice chocolate meltaway, some nice, you know, some nice chametz. You might say it, but you don't. You might not really mean it. So therefore, when it comes to a bracha, we always need a demarcation. We need something concrete. So we never want to leave it on the heart, because I'd say that's let's say you don't really mean it, so therefore we go on the act, so therefore we make the bracha on the bid, even though it's korban. So by tzedakah, there are other reasons why. Since some say you fulfill the mitzvah once you commit in your mind to give it, so therefore you can't make the bracha later on. So therefore, even though by kedushin, according to the Rabbi, there'd be reason to make the bracha afterwards, but there are other reasons besides that. By tzedakah, we don't make a bracha. There are other reasons. We don't have time now to go on. That's why there's no bracha at all on tzedakah, even afterwards.